drawing room
over here.
Oh, hey, come on in. The Ten Tenors are an Australian music ensemble that perform a unique combination of classical and contemporary music, featuring 10-part harmonies. They came together in 1995 and have since released 15 studio albums and have just released a new album called Lovers in the Air. I have two of the Ten Tenors here with me now, Keane Fletcher and JD Smith. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
So tell me, how did the Ten Tenors form?
They formed, oh God, what was it, 95? They were a corporate act for Channel 10. They wanted to do a big fancy thing. They got 10 tenors to do Channel 10's 10th birthday. Well, lots of alliteration. And then they took it on the road and they really hit it off. They took it around the world and then went big with Eurovision. And then we joined and the ball's been rolling ever since.
So who are you all? Who are the 10 of you? Start with yourselves, of course.
Well, my name's Keane Fletcher. I've been with it probably the longest out of anyone at the moment. I started back in 2010. I'm mainly a music theatre singer. I did a couple of musicals before I joined. And I think most of the tenors at the moment are either opera-based or come from a music theatre background. And then we have like a couple of rock singers like JD.
Like myself. Like, yeah, I'm JD. I'm a rock pop singer. A bit of country, bit of everything, actually. I think that's the thing that's great about our group is that we're able to dive into all different kinds of styles of tenor voice. And we've got opera, rock, pop, musical theatre. It's great.
I believe you've shared the stage with many, you know, artists, including Lionel Richie, Willie Nelson, Christina Aguilera. I'm excited about that, just to name a few. Tell me about those experiences and those collaborations.
Over the years, the tenors have like shared the stage with lots of different people. Since I've been with it, 2010, I think the most famous person I ever did a show for or with was probably Oprah when she was here for her Australian special on Whitehaven Beach. And that was the first time I ever got starstruck. Recently, we just did some gigs in Berlin and Andrea Bocelli was there. We did a show with him. So that was lovely to meet him as well.
That was awesome.
Yeah. So part and parcel of performing, running into all these famous people and getting the chance to work with them.
Have you had a favourite experience or an experience that you kind of haven't forgotten about?
Oh, look, I reckon Nancy Cartwright, the voice of Bart Simpson, she she was a double bill with a show that we did in California. And just hearing her, you know, do the voice of Bart and everybody, it was so cool. No, she was incredible. So that was awesome.
On RN, I'm Patricia Carvelis, and my guests in the drawing room are Keane Fletcher and JD Smith. They're two of the 10 tenors. So you talked about being, you know, the oldest in the group, but really the group predated you as well. Mm-hmm. How does that kind of recruitment process work where people come through and out and then new people come in? How does that kind of managed?
We kind of like describe it like a football team and like people join for a few years and then like the touring lifestyle is quite hectic and quite involved. So a lot of people, you know, want to start a family and so they'll, you know, change out and we'll get someone new in. It's different depending on what the circumstance is. Sometimes we have full audition process and have general auditions, have lots of people come through. Other times it's one of the guys knows someone and invites them to come in and where a lot of the time we're looking for like a similar voice type to the person that's already left too. So if a rocky singer has just left, then we'll be looking for a rocky singer and likewise with an opera singer.
So. But it's basically you've got to have a killer voice and you've got to be down to earth and just a cool guy. Because, I mean, we're on the tour bus constantly together, so we've got to like the person.
You've got to live in the same room as none of the guys for 3 months.
Yeah, that's it.
So that's a big part of the reason that people get hired, I suppose, if they're a good person. Good singer, good person.
I imagine. With 10 people, lots of different personalities, sometimes tensions.
You'd be surprised. I don't think there have been any massive arguments. I mean, people argue over like who gets to use the toaster or the George Foreman grill.
Who gets
the
coffee first in the morning?
As hectic as it gets. I mean, yeah, we're
also pretty respectful. Yeah, you've got to be.
You've got to be. So last year, I think you toured the US and you had 40. Performances in that tour. That's incredible. Like that must have just pretty much eaten up your year, right?
Yeah, we've been touring a lot to the US lately. I think the fan base has really grown over there and we love it. So we're always keen to go back and we've been touring some different places in the US too. So putting up fan bases in other parts of the US. And I think that country is quite unique in the way that it regards music. Because it's such a big country, you go state to state and the music scene changes so much that it's great for singers like us to be exposed to all these different styles.
And the fact that we're an Aussie group, they love Aussie guys. So we, you know, we bring the Aussie charm, we bring the fun. Most of all, we bring those killer vocals, which I think they really appreciate over there.
Well, let's hear a song that you've picked for us. What have you chosen?
The first song is Lovers in the Air, which is the title track from our album, and it kind of encapsulates the theme of the show. It's a fun song, the arrangement by Stephen Baker. It's fantastic, and yeah, it's a nice fun one to get started with.
All right, let's hear it. This is the 10 Tenors with Lovers in the Air.
Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish, don't know if I'm being wise, but it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when I look in. Love is in the air, the whisper of the trees. Love is in the air, in the thunder of the seas. And I don't know if I'm just dreaming, don't know if I feel safe, but it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when you call out my name. Love is in the air, when the day is nearly done. And I don't know if you're illusion,
if you're,
don't know if I see it true,
don't know if I see it true.
Something that I must believe in, and it's there when I reach out for you,
when I reach out for you.
Oh,
That was Love Is in the Air by the Ten Tenors, and Keane Fletcher and J.D. Smith are my guests in the drawing room. They're two members of the Ten Tenors. I love that, but I do love that
thank
song.
Thank you.
What's
thank
not
you.
To love yeah. about that song, right?
It's wait till you see it in the show. It's an extravaganza.
Tell me, what? How is it an extravaganza? Do
well,
tell me more.
Keane's the choreographer.
Well,
so
I'm the choreographer.
He put the song together.
I know. Well, you can't stand and sing Lovers in the Air. You've got to give it a bit of pizzazz. I mean, so...
You can't stand and sing. So what, jazzy hands? Like, what does it involve?
I don't want to give too much away because it's one of the final numbers in the show, but we've got... A whole Vegas-y thing going on. This show is great because we've spent a couple of tours doing like some pop rock kind of not a more serious style show, but we've definitely focused on more like Pink Floyd, Queen, stuff like that, a bit more pop rock. And this is kind of going back to our more entertaining kind of roots. There's a bit more of a fun vibe to this show, like kind of old school Eurovision era tenors. We've got Naomi Price coming on tour with us, so we've got a female vocalist that we get to interact with. So I think this show is going to be a lot of fun. It's called Love Is in the Air, after all.
In fact, the whole new album is all about love. Why the love theme?
The album actually came about with one of our members, Paul, who wanted us to sing at his wedding for his first dance song. So we ended up singing Perfect by Ed Sheeran. And that's kind of how the album came about, just first dance wedding songs.
Yeah, so we just got together, brainstormed them. Paul got cheap entertainment from us, so we thought, why not make an album out of it?
Now, we're about to hear another song. What have you chosen for us this time?
So this one is Perfect. This is the catalyst for the whole album. Ed Sheeran and Andrea, kind of a mashup between the Ed Sheeran and the Andrea Bocelli version of Perfect, a beautiful song.
I always find it interesting, like the choices. Sorry, I just want to get to the bottom of this because, lots
of choices.
I think
this one shows the pop, the rock, plus the classical, which is the great thing about this group is the ability to combine both of those styles.
Yeah, and I think, it's a good contrast to Lovers in the Air. This is our more kind of legit style.
Stand and sing.
This is the stand and sing one. If Lovers in the Air is Vegas, Showgirls, then this is the stand and sing one.
I want to thank you both for coming to the drawing room. It's been fun.
Thank you so much.
And that's Keane Fletcher and J.D. Smith. They've been my guests in the drawing room tonight. Now, the Ten Tenors are on the road from mid-May until early June. Now, let's have a listen to the track they've picked for us. This is Perfect by the Ten Tenors.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right. Follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time. Darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is all I own, and in your eyes you're holding mine. Baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms. Barefoot on the grass, we're listening to our favorite song. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it. Darling, you look perfect tonight. Sei la mia donna, la forza delle onde del mare, con i miei sogni, i miei segreti, molto di più. Spero che un giorno l'amore che ci ha accompagnato diventi casa, la mia famiglia diventi noi. sempre bambini, ma nulla impossibile stavolta non ti lascerò. Mi baci piano ed io torno ad esistere e nel tuo sguardo crescerò.
That's Perfect by the Ten Tenors,